All right, how many is ready to change your sound? Anybody ready to change your sound? All right, you sound like... Has anybody been able to get anything out of the series? Has the series been speaking to you today? Yeah, all right, great. It's been a good series. I will tell you this, that there's so much that I wanted to speak in the series that it's just become overwhelming. So what I've decided is I'm going to have to do some spinoffs, okay? You know, kind of like CSI. They have CSI in Miami, CSI in New York, and CSI Carthage, all that stuff we have around here. We've got CSI breaking out everywhere. So this kind of, this is a series has turned into more than what I can fit in one series. So this, we're going to spin off of this series. I've got another series that's going to spin off of this on our words, the power of our words. I want to get up to a lot of messages on that, the power of our words, what we speak out. And then also I want to talk to you about worship, a lot about worship. And so I just can't get it all in this series. So we're just going to continue to focus in. Primarily upon our praise is what's been coming out. The Holy Spirit's been bringing out a lot of things about praise, letting our sound turn to praise, letting the fresh praise come out of our heart, out of our lips. How many know, as we talked about in the very early on in the series, that God has got to make us like new wineskin? That's what Scripture says. He says we can't take something new and pour it into the old, but we got to become new in our hearts, new in our spirit, saying, God, I want to receive something fresh, something new from you. And he says, God says, I won't pour it into the old person you used to be. If you want something new of God, you got to say, I'm ready, God, to expand. I am ready to make my heart new, creating me a new heart, God, that I can experience everything that you have for me. And so we're talking about becoming new. We've been talking about the praise must awaken in our midst. That praise must be on our lips, because we know where praise is that the atmosphere changes. We look to Scripture that backs us up and says that God inhabits, that God hangs out in the praises of his people. What's that mean? It basically means this, that, you know, Scripture teaches us that God doesn't have favorites, but this is about as close as you'll find out to God having a favorite. And Scripture is this, when it says that God said that all the tribes of Israel belong to him. So basically, all churches belong to God. If they are a Bible-believing, Bible-fearing church and teach the truth of his word, he says, they belong to me. They're all his. But it says you can find God, he says, but he chooses to hang out in the tribe of Judah. He says he takes sanctuary in Judah, which we know means praise. So God says, I love them all the same. I love everybody equally. He goes, but if I have my pick, I'm going to hang out with the praisers. It's kind of like when Thanksgiving rolls around, you're like, I love all my family, but I'm going to hang out. Who's got the best food? You know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm going to hang out with the best cooks. Come on, you know, you make sure you go to that house longer and stay there longer, whoever cooks the best pies. Or maybe you have to go for one place for the dressing and the other place for pies because you hang out. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, God the same way. He says, I love them all equally, but you'll find me dwelling in the praise of the people. And so that's why we have decided at Destiny Church that we are not going to allow our praise to ever be silent. That we're going to allow a fresh praise to come off our lips. That we're going to praise him in the good. We're going to praise him in the bad. We're going to praise him no matter what we go through, that our praise should never be silent. But we should always allow a fresh voice of praise that comes out of our heart unto the Lord. And so let's pick it back up today. I want to talk to you about the thought in this series, sing out. Everybody say, sing out. Not now, in a little bit, okay. Sing out. Sometimes you just got to sing out. You ever been in a place in your life when you just feel like there's not a song in your heart? You ever been there? I can tell you I've been there several times in my life when I just didn't feel like there was a song to give. Everybody, pastor's like, sing the song or sing out. And, or maybe you're just driving in the car, you know you need to have some time alone with God, and you just don't feel like a song is there. Maybe you've gone through a time of great disappointment in your life. Maybe you've seen visions unfulfilled. Maybe you've seen disappointment happen, hurt happen, physical loss, spiritual loss. Maybe you've had times of grieving when there's just like, there's no way possible, pastor, I could get a song out of my heart. And God says to us today, sing. Let's pick it up, this story. I love this story in Isaiah 54:1-2. The Lord's talking. Look what the Lord says here. He says, sing out. Some translations say sing out. Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Look what it says now. If you can't have children and your womb's barren, Look what he's telling this mom. He says, break forth into singing and cry out loud. The word cry out loud here can be translated to shouts of joy. So he's saying, when you find yourself in a barren time, when you find yourself with a no lack of birth happening, he says, in that time, you got to learn to sing out. In that time, you learn to sing out. He said, don't only sing out, he says, shout for joy. You have not labored with child. And this is the promise. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. This is what God says. He says, enlarge the places of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Now we see these first two verses here that God is speaking to the barren woman. And what you got to realize that in this day and age, when this was written, that for a woman to be barren it's difficult today, but it was even more difficult in this day and age because if a woman was unable to have a child, then she was looked upon as second class. She was the outcast of society. There must be something wrong with her. She must have had some kind of family curse upon her. Something must have happened where she was not able to have children, and it must be her fault. They didn't have the medical technology we have today, so it was seen as a curse thing or a generational curse thing. And it was very much the outcast. For the greatest honor that a woman could do in those days was to birth children in her family. It was a place of honor, a place of prestige when she allowed these things to happen, these things began to happen. So when a woman couldn't give childbirth, she couldn't give children physically to her spouse, she was seen as an outcast. It was a very difficult thing to ever get a legal divorce in this day and age. But the one thing they would actually allow to happen for divorce in this time frame was if a woman was not able to give children, that her husband could legally divorce her and have her put away. I mean, it was very much a discrimination thing. Very much a place of shame. Very much a high place of disappointment when a woman couldn't do this in society. So Jesus is speaking. The Word of God is speaking. God is speaking. He's saying, hey, to the woman who's hit rock bottom, sing out. Sing out. The guilt was unbearable. He says, sing out. He was speaking to the rejected. He was speaking to the embarrassed. He was speaking to the shunned. He was speaking to the disappointed. He was speaking to those in despair. He was speaking to the woman whose life couldn't bear new life. He commands her to sing. Isn't that a very tough thing to grasp? Why would he ask her to sing in this season? Because he says this. He goes, I know you don't feel like it, but I want you to sing anyway. I know there's no hope, but I want you to sing anyway. I know there's no life, but I want you to sing anyway. I know you feel like there's no dream alive, but I want you to sing anyway. So I see in verse 1, he says, sing. Because more are the children of the desolate, the barren, than the children of the married. And then verse 2 says, enlarge your tent. Why? Why would he tell this woman this? She's not able to have children. He first says, stand up and sing. And then after she sings, then he says, now I want you to go out and enlarge your tent. Why is this possible? Because what God is saying right here to you and me and to this woman who was facing it, he's saying, I want you to sing out even though you're barren, even though you're hurt, even though you're rejected, even though you're grieving. I want you to learn to sing out. And as you sing out, I want you to know that life is coming again. That the blessing is coming again. That birth is getting ready to happen. That the promise is on its way. Oh, you don't see it yet. You can't see it in your sorrow. You can't see it in your grief. You can't see it in your hurt, but if you'll sing out anyway, in spite of it, that the answer is on its way, that the multiplication is on its way, that the blessing, the favor of God is on its way. And he said it's going to be greater than what you ever thought it could be, but you got to sing out in spite of your pain. Sing out. Verse 3 says it like this. As we continue this story, look what it says here. Command. He says, now after you sing out, look at the promise, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. This is a cool promise because he's saying this. He's saying, don't just expect God to bless you. He goes, you expect a double blessing. When you sing out of your pain, he didn't say just expand to the right, did he? He said expand to the right and to the left. Now, I've had twins before. Still have them. And for the right price, I'd sell you one. But I just tell you that right now. But I know what it is to have to expand when you didn't know you had another baby coming. All of a sudden, that room you thought was just, that house you thought was just the right size got a lot smaller. In addition of two kids. And this is what he's saying. He said, don't just expand one room. He goes, you expand to the left and you expand to the right. Signifying what? It's a multitude of blessing that he's wanting to bring. To the person who chooses to sing out of their pain, to the person who chooses to sing out of their miscarry, he says, well, if you will sing out anyway, he goes, a blessing is going to be bigger than just one time. It's going to be a left, a right. Expand your tent. Stretch them out. Your descendants will be great. They will inherit the nations. It's a multiple blessing. See, this problem with being barren doesn't just exist with women unable to have children or women who have suffered miscarriages in their life. The problem is that many of us have had barren dreams come to pass. Our dreams have been barren. Our dreams have been miscarried. Things in our life that we thought would happen were not fulfilled. Promises not fulfilled. Goals not fulfilled. People hurting you. Things happening in your life that have left you feeling barren inside, unfruitful. You feel like life has caused you to miscarry the vision God had gave you for your life. Life has caused you to miscarry what you thought your marriage would be, what you thought your family would turn out. Life dealt you a hand you were not ready to handle. What do you do in those times? Because we've all been there. We've all been there. What do you do in those times? You've got to learn to sing out anyway. Why is that? Because out of the pain, out of the ashes, if you will sing out, God will hear your cry. And it's just not a touch you'll receive of God. It's a multiple blessing that God is birthing. It's like he rains down the fertilizer of blessing that he is setting you up for something great. So if you hit rock bottom today, I say congratulations. God is getting ready to do something great in your life. If you'll just sing out anyway. You disappointed today? Sing out anyway. You grieving today because of your loss? Choose to sing out anyway. We've all had things in our life that have been miscarried, that haven't came to pass. We've made promises to God that we didn't fulfill. God, I can't do this because I made promises I would do this and I would do that, and we never fulfilled them. We had a dream for our marriage. It didn't come to pass. We had a dream for our family. It didn't come to pass. You've been afraid to dream again. And today, I'm here just to let you know that God is speaking directly to you, saying, it's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to get another vision for your life. It's time for you to allow joy to return to your home. And that will happen when you learn to sing out now in your pain. I don't sing out when joy returns. I sing out now, and then the joy will come. I sing out now, and then God will birth something in my life that I can't see now. Well, Pastor, I'm just waiting for it to turn. No, you sing out now. Don't wait for it to turn around. You sing out now, because if not, you'll miss the blessing that God's got for you. You'll miss the multiplication that God's wanting to do in you. Today, God says, get ready. It's time for you to sing again. To the person who dares sing out in faith, to the person who dares sing out with a barren womb, to the person who dares sing out after miscarry, God says, I hear you. God says, I see you. And it's not the final word. That when you choose to sing out over your brokenness, that God's got a blessing he's waiting to do in your life. Pastor, you cannot relate to me. You don't know what I've been through. You've never lost what I've lost. You've never had disappointment. Yeah, I have. Come on. We see blessing now, but you don't always see the pain. And I've been very transparent. And for those of you who had never maybe the first time guest, let me share with you. We've been through some major things in our life as well. We suffered loss and death of those who were close with us. We know what it means to have a double funeral. We know what it means to have miscarry after miscarry after miscarry. Know what it means to carry children and lose them late on term pregnancies and miscarry and miscarry. There was a time in our life when we didn't think we'd have children. Can you believe that? There was a time in our life when we didn't know if we'd ever have children of our own. Well, we have five now. Lord, we got the message. Okay, you're in charge. All right. There's been times when I had things, dreams stripped out from me. I had times when I couldn't do nothing but cry. I had times when it was everything I could do to get out of bed. I had times when I didn't know what was going to happen tomorrow. I had times when I was laying on my face crying out to God. But I will tell you this. I can tell you this in all sincerity and all honesty in my life. I'm not a perfect man. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. But I will tell you this. One thing I've never allowed to happen in my life, I've never allowed my song to be quiet. I've always allowed my heart to sing out to God, even in my time of trouble, even in my time of despair, even in my time of uncertainty, even in my time of losing dreams, even in a time of miscarrying things. I said, God, I'm going to praise you no matter what. I'm going to praise you no matter what. And I can tell you the reason why we're here today is on simply this, because I refuse to be silent. I refuse anybody to steal my joy. I refuse any circumstance to stop the life that God wants to do in my life. Only you can stop the blessing that God has for your life by closing your mouth and say, I give up. But no matter what life throws at you, if you'll stand up and say, God, I'm going to sing to you no matter what. I'm going to sing to you on my worst day. I'm going to sing to you when there's not a song to sing. Sometimes it's just a groan. You ever had those days? It's just a groan coming out of you. Sometimes it's just tears that come out. You can't even get the words out. You just cry. Been there, done that. Turned my man card in a long time ago. I can admit it. I've had those days. But when you refuse to be silent, when you say, God, I'm going to sing through my storm, I'm going to sing through my pain, I'm telling you, joy will return. The blessing of God will be bigger and greater than you could ever dream or imagine because you refuse to be silent. See, there's something that we unlock in the spirit realm when we praise that way. We know this. You've heard me teach about this several times, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood is what Scripture says. So when we release our praise, when we say, I'm going to sing in the middle of my circumstance, no matter how bad it looks, I'm releasing things in the heavenlies that I don't even realize is happening. There is a things that are fighting for me. The Holy Spirit says this, that when we release things, the Holy Spirit is interceding on our behalf, and that things are happening in the heavenlies that we don't even know through our praise, through our worship. You got to release that. That's the power of what God's putting inside of you. Do not allow yourself to be quiet. Let a song you just sing when you don't know anything else to do, when you don't have the answer, just sing. Say, nothing's going to steal my song. It may have my joy, but it won't have my song. I will. See, listen, this is something we all got to face. Look at this statement right here. We all, listen to it, I put all, I didn't say some of us, because this is every one of us here in this room today. We all have to confront that spirit in our life that says it will never happen. If you never confronted it before, you're going to have to confront it. Because at some point in your life, you're going to have that spirit's going to rise up and it's going to say, it'll never happen for me. I'll never love again. I'll never get my way out of this. I'll never get out of this grieving. I'll never get past this hurt. I'll never get past this disappointment. I'll never get past this backstabbing. I'll never get past this ex. I'll never get past this abuse. I'll never get past, and then we'll have to always stand up to that spirit and say, no, 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 no. You're going to have to confront and say, I will confront that spirit that says I will not get past it and say, I'm going to sing anyway, in spite of it. You've heard me tell you the testimony, and I'll tell it again this morning. There was a time when death was hanging over our home, and the words were, we'll never have children. And I opened up the door and said, no. I confront that spirit of death and I speak life over my home. I speak life over my marriage. I speak life over my ministry. I begin to speak to the walls. I begin to preach to the sofa. I preach to the recliner. I preach to the kitchen and I preach to the cockroaches. I don't care. I was preaching to somebody. And I was saying this, the man, I was confronting that spirit, and it became a breakthrough in my life. I'm telling you, at some point in your life, you're going to have to pull up your spiritual big pants, okay? And say, you know what? I'm confronting this spirit that says it will never happen. And I'm going to sing in spite of it. God, I'm going to praise you in spite of it. God, I'm going to praise you for the next husbands you're going to bring that's going to treat me like the queen I deserve. I praise you, God, that my children will return to you. God, I'm going to praise you that I will walk in health again. God, I'm going to praise you that my finances will get back into order. You don't praise them afterwards. That's easy. Anybody can do it. No, the blessing is learning to praise him in advance. To praise him in the middle of the storm. He says, cry out those who are barren. And then what happens? The multitude begins to break loose, man. See, the problem must always be confronted with the promise. We have the problem. The problem is this, we're barren. That's what he said. The problem is we're barren. We've miscarried. We have dreams unfulfilled, hurts in our life. People have aborted things in our life that never came to pass. That's the problem. But the promise is this. God says the promise is if you will just sing. If you will sing out of your pain, if you will sing out of your grief, God says, I will give it back to you. I will let you expand to the left again. I'll let you expand to the right. Great will be your descendants, more than the person who's married and has children. He's not going to give you more children. He's promising a multitude, a nation, a blessing to the person who refuses to be silent. He says, sing it out. Sing it out over your dreams lost. Sing out over your barrenness, and I will send new life. Are you tired of the season you're at? Then let your sound change. I'm going to sing no matter what. I'm going to sing no matter what. I love this story in Job. Let me defer from where we're at and go right to Job. We see where Job was one of the most powerful men and richest men in his time, and the Word of God says that one day he lost everything. All of his children were killed in one day. All of his homes destroyed in one day. All of his livestock killed, destroyed in one day. He went bankrupt in one day, lost all of his family in one day, within a matter of hours, lost everything. He was struck with leprosy. And he's out there and he's having one of these days where he's just feeling sorry for himself. And who can blame the man? Come on. And it says, when he was out there questioning God about why he was going through this, that God caused the whirlwind to appear for him and begin to speak out of the whirlwind to him. And he says some really powerful things, but I want to just concentrate on a couple of these verses because I believe it really is going to open your eyes. This is really cool. I want you to get this, okay? So wake up. Get this. I want you to really get this in your heart. This is a really cool thing. God's speaking to Job, and he's saying, what supports this foundation? He's talking about the earth. He's basically saying this. Were you there when I formed the earth into existence? When I brought the corner? Look what he says. Who laid the cornerstones together? He says, were you there, Job, when I shaped the earth with my hands? When I was creating the earth, were you there? And look what happens here. He says, I was creating the earth. When? As the morning stars, what? Sang together, and the angels shouted for joy. This is the picture I want you to get. What God is saying is this, that while creation is happening, the worship is going on. The singing is happening. The angels are singing. He says even the stars are singing. And they're worshiping God. And so God's out here calling light out of the darkness. He's calling the sea. He's calling the land. He's calling things forth. And he's creating the world and bringing it into shape and the form. And as he's creating, he's got his iTunes list. And it's the angels singing. He's got the list going, man, and they are playing, and they are singing, and they are worshiping. Why is that important for you and I to know? Because this is the atmosphere that God creates something new. So when you begin to sing, you're creating an atmosphere for God to create something new in your life. When you sing out to the Lord, when you don't feel like it, I'm creating an atmosphere for God for you to call something out of darkness and call it back to life. To the thing that looked lost and in despair. When I sing, I create an atmosphere that allows God to be creative and to come in and create something new in my life. New dreams, new life, new joy. This is why it's important that we praise, because we are allowing the atmosphere to be ready for God to create something new in our life. Some of you are here waiting on God to create something new in your spirit. Some of you need a new baby. Some of you need a new vision. Some of you need a new dream, a new purpose, a new destiny. How does that happen? Begin to sing now about the greatness of our God. Begin to sing now when you're disappointed. Sing now through your hurt. Sing now through your grieving. Sing now through your tears. Sing now through your pain. Sing now. And look what he says here in Isaiah 54:4. Do not fear. After you sing out, he gives the promise. He says, don't fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced. He's speaking to her greatest fear. Will you not be put to shame? This is huge, because what is your biggest fear today? This is this woman's biggest fear, that she would never have a legacy. She was living in shame, not able to produce a child. And God speaks to her greatest fear and says, don't worry. As you sing out, I've got you covered. Today, what's your greatest fear? What's your biggest fear? I think for many of you here, for many of us, it's really our greatest fear is this. Is that our past will disqualify us from anything great that God's got for our future. That's our biggest fear, isn't it? That our past will disqualify us from anything great that God's got for our future. And I love this, because God says, if you'll just sing out, I've got you covered. Begin to praise me, I got you covered. I will not bring shame to you, but I'll bring protection to you. I will take away the shame of your youth. Take away the reproach, and he'll bring the blessing that follows. God says, do not fear. Verse 5, the last verse I'm going to read. He says, for your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. This is his promise to you and I, that if we will sing out, that he is our maker. He is the creator of something new in our life. He's our maker. He says, I'll be your husband. I'll be your spouse that you didn't have, you're disappointed in. I'll be the person who loves you unconditionally. I'll be the person who brings you the support you need. I'll be the redeemer you need, who will forgive your sins, who will take away the shame, because nothing is too big for him. Some of you feel like you've blown it, and God says, just sing. You feel like you've blown it too big for God? God says, just sing anyway. Some of you feel like you've had too many hurts? God says, sing anyway. Too many disappointments. God says, sing anyway. You've miscarried too many dreams. God says, sing anyway. Some of you have lost joy, peace. Today, the simple word from the Lord is simply this. Learn to sing again. Let it come out of you. This morning, as we close, I want to play a video for you. I played this video several years ago. I believe it illustrates very clearly the thing that's happening in the spirit when we begin to sing and pursue God. It's a story, it's a video of a woman who was once danced with the Lord, but because life took her down a path she didn't want to go, she found herself broken and desolate. And as she began to sing out and go after the Lord, you can see the darkness trying to keep her back from the light. You can see the darkness fighting for her soul. You can see the darkness fighting for her life, putting their hands into her, trying to keep her back. But then you see, as she refuses to be silent, she reaches for God and sings to him, that he comes over and begins to fight off the darkness and begins to cover her. And even when she doesn't see it, she's at peace in worship, and she's singing. He's holding back. He's holding back the darkness. He's holding back those that are trying to destroy, the dream killers, those who want to kill her life. He's holding back and sets her free. I want you to watch this morning.
Come speak to me. I want to feel you. I need to hear you. You are the light that's leading me to the place where I find peace. Working.
morning, I want you to know that when you sing out to the Lord, even though it may seem like all darkness is fighting you, it may seem like everything in the world is fighting against you, that He hears you, that He comes to your rescue. That's why it's so important that we learn to sing out no matter what. Bow your head just for a minute here. I want to ask you this question. How many today say, Pastor, today's my day. Today's my day. I need to run to Jesus. I need to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior before. And today, as you're talking, I realize I need to come to Him today. I want to ask Jesus Christ into my heart today to live and be Lord of my life. I never prayed that prayer before. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I prayed it a long time ago. And today, I want to come back and renew that commitment to God. Come back home. If that's you, can you just raise your hand where I can see it? I won't embarrass you one bit. I want you just to raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Anybody here? Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, me, Pastor. I'm ready today. It's my day to accept Jesus. Thank you. Anybody else today? I'm ready. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, it's all right. Several hands going up. One last time. If you haven't raised it yet, raise it right now. Say, Pastor, today's my day. Right now. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to say this prayer together. As Christians, we're going to say it out loud with you, and especially those who raised your hands, say this prayer with us. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you all of my life, all of my hurt, all of my dreams, everything I give you today. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will live my life for you. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, we say, welcome to the family of God. Yeah, let's give him a hand. A big thing. Big. This is big. Big. If you prayed that prayer today, before you leave, please stop by our information booth in the back. We got a free Bible, some other information that tells you what you need to do next on your journey. You need to get surrounded by people who will love you and support you. And if you don't have a home church, we'd love to have you here where we can get involved in your life and help encourage you on your new decision. How many today say, Pastor, I got to learn to sing. I got to learn to sing through my pain, through my disappointment. I got to learn to sing out anyway. Message speaking, anybody here today? All right. I invite you to stand on your feet today. We're going to close out. I'm going to invite those who want to join me in the front. Let's close out by a time of worship together. Let's say, I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to sing through my disappointment. I'm going to sing in my pain. I'm going to sing through dreams abandoned and say, God, I'm ready for you to birth something new in my life. God, I'm ready for you to birth a new dream as I learn to surrender my life to you. It's an act of faith. It says, God, I'm going to give you everything. Scoot in, guys. Make room for those coming in around the back. There you go. Can you speak a little closer to the front? Thank you for spreading out here. We're just going to close our time together by getting out of your seat. You're saying, Pastor, I'm coming into agreement with that word spoken over me today. I want to step out into a new dimension in my life today and come to agreement with that word that was spoken over my life today. We're going to sing this song that simply says, I surrender. Let's make it personal today. Say, God, I surrender my life to you. Come on, Justin.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. And find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you. Desperate for you, I surrender.
Lift your hands up to the Lord. Father, right now, Lord, I pray right now. But I pray over that woman right now who physically has been struggling giving birth. Father, today I pray right now for that womb to be open, to be fertile. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see the broken heart. And Father, right now I speak life, life to the womb, life to the barren. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak spiritually over those today. I speak spiritually over those today who have had hurts and lost vision and dreams. That God, today, out of our brokenness, Lord, we sing to you. And I pray that vision will return, that dream will return, that life will return, that joy will return. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, God, that you are allowing new life to come out of our song. Out of our brokenness will come new life. And Father, I thank you that you are returning the joy to the grieving heart, and that weeping may last through the night, but joy is returning in the morning. That God, you're setting people free who's been struggling with grief. They've sung anyway, God. And God, you are setting them free in their hearts this morning. There's a new song rising in their hearts. Out of their grief, a new song is rising. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release by the power of your Holy Spirit in their life today. You're anointing, God. You're anointing their life. You're bringing new life. You're bringing new dreams. Come on, like a mighty rush you in.
Like a rushing wind, Jesus breathe.
Come on, make it personal.
Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord one more time today. Give him a praise. Come on, let it be personal. Give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we worship you. We praise you. Shouts of joy. Shouts of joy this morning. We give to you. We worship you. And we say amen and amen, man. Turn to give someone a high five or a big hug and say, man, it was good to be with you today. God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you.